12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
Time now for us to get into Algoa Care's headlining today, the NPO Small Projects, SPF in short, making sure everything is running smoothly and in terms of governance and operations is CEO Dr. Paul Cromhote. Welcome to Algoa Care's, Doc.
Thank you very much, Casey. Lovely to be on your program. Thank you very much for having me.
Only a pleasure having you. Bring us a bit closer to the work you do.
Casey, we work across the Eastern Cape province, but very much so in Buffalo City and Amatole and OR Tambo District, improving the quality of life of people physically, socially, and economically, but targeting the poor and disadvantaged communities of our province.
Excellent. Tell us about your community work program in partnership with government.
Okay. In terms of our work, we're working to build sustainable interventions that will really help people in the long term. So as a civil society organization, we have to work with clinics, with hospitals, with schools, etc., to ensure that things can continue. And our work with the Eastern Cape Departments of Health, Education and Social Development have been very productive in being able to build a kind of a system solution that can continue after our kind of funding has ended. In terms of that, we work a lot in empowering young women and girls to stay at schools. We work a lot on mother and baby care, mm-hmm. to prevent mortality of mothers and babies, which is one of the biggest challenges in our province. And we work also with very vulnerable groups like orphans and vulnerable children and disabled people who are often the most vulnerable in our society and have been most impacted by this disaster in the last year.
Have to commend you for that as well. You've been working in the primary healthcare and education field since 1996, 23 years and still going strong. What are some of the current projects you're working on, more so the Nomzamo project?
Okay. So the Nomzamo project is a really exciting one in that it's for profoundly disabled children, and we don't have enough services for such children in our province. There's a little organization called Nomzamo Care Center in the Pedi area, and they've got over 81 profoundly disabled children with cerebral palsy and a variety of problems, which means that their parents and family can't actually effectively take care of them. And Nomzamo Special Care Organization actually provides such a home. We've been able to support them. During this time, they actually even ran out of food. We've been able to access through Rise Against Hunger and a whole lot of small supermarkets, etc., the kind of food they need, and from individual funders that provide enough food for these children to survive. We've been able to look at upgrading. They had actually run out of water. Their water tanks had basically developed leaks. And because of our municipal problems that we have with water supply and the drought, they were actually running out of water. And for these children, having water is absolutely essential because they are so dependent. So EcoTank supported us in providing water tanks. We got funding from a Swiss organization called the Rausch Family Foundation, and we've been able to upgrade the facility to provide space for these children and the kind of care. We've been able to bring in a physiotherapist and occupational therapist to support the training of the staff to improve the care and to actually improve the buildings and the services that are available. So that's been a wonderful initiative that we've been able to do through a whole lot of unsung heroes, funders, individuals, people with incredible passion and commitment and love who've helped to save the lives of these children, yeah. ensure that there's an organization that's able to help more children in the future, and send out a message of hope.
There we go. Proof that we do have angels amongst us. We're chatting with Dr. Paul Kromhout from the NPO Small Projects Foundation in Border Region. Doc, what are your expectations in the sense of public assistance?
In terms of public assistance, what we would really like to do in this time of COVID-19, yes, in the Eastern Cape we've got decreasing cases, but people are suffering from COVID fatigue. They're starting to say, "Oh no, I don't need the mask, it's whatever," yeah. washing hands, social distance. We really need people to look after each other and other members of their family and community. We also need people to support the South African family by looking at getting this vaccination when it comes. We've got this kind of vaccine hesitancy. You don't only take the vaccine to protect yourself, but you take it to protect all your colleagues, all your family, all your friends. So we really want to ask people to please do that. We're saying that this epidemic has made an incredible impact on poor and vulnerable families. People are starving more and more. We're asking you to please help somebody in need near you. Help them with some food, help them with support, help them with just relationship by reaching out and saying, "I'm here, I see your trouble, can I help you?" We're needing to really develop hope in our country, and that we've got to do through love, care, relationship, action, and providing information and support to people to develop the hope to continue. In terms of the issues of gender-based violence, we've got a helpline which with a toll-free call number for certainly the border, Amatola, Buffalo City, etc. It's 08,610, and that service sends out emergency intervention teams to go and help women women and children who are in danger or needing help day or night. Over the weekends especially, we've got social workers who will go out, find it, get a local policeman, and actually go to a woman's assistance.
There we go.
We've also got a call center that can talk them through and help them with follow-up and support beyond that. So we're really looking to each one to show that unique South African love and that we have to each other.
I have to interject over there, Dr. Paul Cromo. Thank you so much for your valuable input representing the Small Projects Foundation, SPF. We do have all your details up and running on our website, algoafm.co.za. I can chat to you for hours, Doc. I love your train of thought, but unfortunately I'm out of time. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us, and all of the best with your NPO in the border region. Heartily appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, and God bless you all.
Likewise to you. Thank you so much.
Algoa Cares.